Coach, in a 1-0 game with a young lineup, did you see what you wanted here tonight?
Got a good start on the second half. The second chapter's in Edmonton now, so they've had their first opportunity, and they'll get a lot of these guys will get one more, and then we'll get to a pretty thin group.
What did you like from your club here? Maybe some of the guys that caught your attention early.
I thought, you know, for a lot of these guys, they've been here, you know, 5-6 days, that they had a pretty good handle on what we were trying to do. So we were able to take a younger group and come in and keep it tight and keep it close and play a pretty smart game.
Are the expectations on a guy like Kyle Connor in our community such that maybe a game like this wouldn't impress that many people? Maybe you see things a bit differently?
Our expectations on all our players like Kyle Connor that are with our team, if they don't score, we don't like that. That's what people want. I mean, they want to see skilled players score. This was a grinding, kind of slogging game, right? The shots were 5-5. He didn't score. There's lots of improvement in Kyle's game. There's lots of really good things. He's still a young man. He's going to play for the Winnipeg Jets. He's going to score a bunch of goals for us. When that starts, we're not sure. But he's made huge strides in a year. I know what you mean. It's a really important question. Because there's lots to learn about the game of hockey. He's got some really good skill set. But I think patience with Kyle is really important. I've got lots for him. I've got lots of time for him.
What about the other Connor, who maybe didn't get a lot of work early, but kind of a wall there at the end?
Big and strong. He looks quite a bit different. And this is just visually from the bench to me. He's quite a bit physically stronger. He can hold the line. His original positioning is a little better. He's not trying to do as many things, and that just comes with maturity. So he's had two real nice outings here for us, and that's a confidence builder. Goaltenders, exhibition doesn't matter for some veteran guys, possibly, but goaltenders are a little different. They want to get it to the point where they feel really good in that net, and Connor's had a nice start.
Well, is this the type of game where some of the things that maybe don't end up on the score sheet, the little details, or something you would look at out of a game like this?
This would be all of the things that we would look at, little details. So we'll give guys room, especially new guys, when they're running routes that are different than what we're doing. But that was a hard game to play, right? Not a lot of flow to it. It's pretty close to a lot of games in the NHL. Different talent levels, but the hard-fought, no easy ice game is something so new to young players that every shift somebody's on you and you've got to check somebody when they've got the puck. So there was a lot I liked about the game in terms of helping me decide what that group's going to look like.
Yeah, what are some of those things that you look for in terms of trying to get those guys in the bubble, trying to get separation?
First, you have to take the best player. Roles are important. We need some penalty killers. But that role definition is going to be critical. We got to get the guys that fit together best. Chemistry on those lines is just as important as offensive chemistry, right? They feed off each other. Matt's brought a nice element of that to the bench. Those guys are talking. It was the liveliest bench that we've had, right? These guys wanted to play. They had something on the line individually. So it was a good bench. And now we're just looking for him to fit. Like at the end, and positionally, Andrew Kopp finished on the right wing. So those kind of things, those opportunities are there in these games, and he made the most of it.
Bringing in Paul Dvorsky tomorrow.
Last one, guys.
Talk a little bit about what went into that decision and what you'll be looking for in terms of having him out and helping you on that penalty front.
We've got a really, really young hockey team. And part of taking, and we don't like the number of penalties that we take. So some of it's original positioning. Some of it is they don't know really what the standard is. So I wanted a referee to come in and talk to players, not about reading the rule book, what their tells are, what a ref is looking for, and just have that communication. Then take them out, but not in a scrimmage, but in a real. So tomorrow's going to be a heavy day for us. It'll be a lot of grinding, a lot of one-on-ones. They'll get a little bit fatigued, and that's where you start to see penalties. So he's going to just kind of interact with the players, and when he sees something on the ice that he'd consider calling, he'll be able to go over and talk to them. So it's completely educational. He's going to come in and go through some things, that the rule book on some of the penalties, but what he looked for as a referee. And then he's going to be on the ice really having conversations with guys. They never, ever get a chance to talk to a referee, and when they do, the language usually isn't very good. So here, this will be a really good opportunity for our players to pick the brain and also have a guy who does that for a living or did it for a living, help us with that standard.
Real quick, any concern at all for Joel Armia?
No, certainly not major. We'll see tomorrow. We think it's minor.